Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, September 17th, 2020. Stand up for your country. All right, now, I probably harp on the media too much. I don't mean to bore you. It's just that I've devoted almost 50 years of my life to it. And what's happening now is the end of the modern media as we know it. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but I am going to give you an example of it. So Attorney General Barr is a conservative man. I think he's an honest man. I think he's a good AG. I think he has to really tell us about the Durham report soon. All of that, I think, is a fair assessment of him. So he gives a Q&A to Hillsdale College, conservative school in Michigan. And he's in, I think, Virginia. I mean, he's at his home. And they ask him about COVID and how legal federal apparatus, how far they can go in controlling COVID. Roll the tape.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders, is like house arrest. It's you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Now, that's a cogent statement. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, the hate Trump media, and that they hate Barr too, because he works for Trump, so he's equating COVID with slavery. He used the word slavery. Oh, that's racist. I mean, it is absolutely appalling. And you and I know this is garbage, but the uninformed, of which there are millions in America, they don't. Oh, Barr, he's a racist. He's a slavery. What do you mean? Slavery is so much worse than COVID. Oh, can he make a comparison? He's not making a comparison between COVID and slavery. He's saying the intrusion on personal freedom, in his opinion, is second only to slavery. All of the restrictions on us. Slaves were restricted in every way. So you may not agree with that point of view. I think there were worse things than COVID in this country, but it's certainly a valid discussion point. A nice arrest. Oh, I wrote a message of the day about Northwestern University, and I want you to read it, please, and then react to it. It's along these lines. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
All right, so people say to me all the time, you know, they ask me questions about Fox News, and I never engage on that. I worked there for more than 20 years. They had to fulfill my contract. They did. I had an interesting time there. I worked hard. I made them billions with a B of dollars. It's not the same now as it was then. It's not because I'm not there. It's just this different management, all of that. There was something on Fox News yesterday with Newt Gingrich that got a lot of press. And I want to play it for you because it's important. It ties in with the shaky media. Go.
Speaker Gingrich, I know you have a final thought for us.
Yeah, look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem. And both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money. And they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent?
I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Okay. So it's verboten.
All right. We're going to. Okay, we're going to move on.
Verboten means forbidden in German. Okay, I'm not going to comment on the Fox News personnel there. I'm going to tell you the truth right now because Speaker Gingrich knows the truth. So George Soros has donated $17 million to county races to get far-left progressives into the district attorney's office. That is a fact. All right? $17 million. Now, these are county races. So that's an enormous amount of money. In Contra Costa County, that's Oakland, California, Soros donated $275,000 to Diana Becton. She is a DA who will not prosecute looters if they're poor. She says, oh, they need, it's okay if they break into the store because they need what they're stealing. In Cook County, Illinois, that's Chicago, Kim Fox, this is a Jesse Smollett, total fraud. She was in charge of that. $2 million to her. And you know what Chicago and Cook County is. Philadelphia. Larry Krasner, $1.5 million from Soros to him. Krasner doesn't want to keep anybody in jail. No cash bail, nothing. Let everybody out. Violent criminals? Yeah. Okay. Philadelphia's a mess. All right? And the murder rate in the United States under these, and one more, let me give you one more. Kimberly Gardner, St. Louis, is the one at trying to prosecute the two husband and wife who had the gun with the protesters in their yard. Okay, 68,000 from Soros to Kimberly Gardner. The national murder rate, as we reported yesterday, is up 15% from last year. In the largest cities, 26%. So Gingrich is absolutely correct. Absolutely right. Now, none of the people on the panel seem to understand what Gingrich is talking about. I think that's a fair assessment. But the rule is, if you invoke the name George Soros, then you're anti-Semitic because Soros is Jewish. He's a secular Jew. He's not a practicing Jew. Not that it matters. So if you say the name George Soros, you are anti-Semitic. That's what the ladies were responding. Oh, we don't need to mention George Soros. Oh, we don't want to be accused of being anti-Semitic. So why are they buying into that? This is a factual story. All right, back on the final thought in a moment. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award, Winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Okay, so as I said, I'm on the radio a lot promoting Killing Crazy Horse. And of course, it's who's going to win? Who's going to win the election, O'Reilly? And I don't know who's going to win. It's impossible. I'll know 4 or 5 days ahead of the vote, just like last year. I'll know, but I don't know now. The debate on the 29th of September, as I said, it's a big day. But there's so much speculation. Well, if Trump wins, there's going to be riots. But if Biden wins, then all the gun owners are going to do that. Don't do that. Don't speculate. I know talk radio does it. I know they got to fill a lot of time. A guy's got 3 hours. He's got to fill it. Speculation. Everybody gets crazed. I don't do it. I don't speculate. Now, once in a while, an educated speculation based on facts, drawing conclusions, predicting, like I predicted the NFL is going to lose a massive amount of money and salaries for the players are going to start to go down quickly. I've also predicted the demise of television news after the vote in November, no matter who wins. That's speculation, but it's based on facts, trends. Even now, we're seeing the television news operations starting to lay people off, and that'll accelerate because people don't trust the television news anymore. In your personal life, in your own life, don't keep it at a minimum. I know it's fun sometimes. I know it. It's not terrible to do it. It's just that I have so much fact stuff that I don't want to water down what we know for sure with speculation. So that's how I see it. I want to thank everybody for watching us. We will tweet during the Biden town hall, and we'll be checking in this weekend. And I hope you check out Killing Crazy Horse. See you soon.